Early holiday deals are here, and so are amazing deals at Amazon. You'll save so much on early holiday beauty gifts, like hair care, makeup, and skincare. You'll have money left over to get your sister that ring light for her makeup tutorials.
Hit that subscribe button.
Or waterproof mascara for that one cousin that makes you laugh till you cry during the family photo shoot.
Say cheese!
Oh, what fun it is to save. Shop early holiday deals now.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It was also kind of a throw. It was like a rush throw by Jameis. It was like one of those things where like you're like in a really important situation, yeah. like a presentation at work, and you're like, I got a great idea for you. But first, let's talk to Kevin. And Kevin had no idea you were going to him. You just put Kevin on blast because it's anybody but you. That was that play for Nick Chubb.
That's you with the 640 segment being like, hey, so what did you want to discuss today? And it's like,
almost every day. Yeah. Hey, what do you think about the election? That's 640.
Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
I got the bet.
Yeah.
So you said, we kind of talked about...
Mac shook his head at you, by the way. Mac was disgusted you didn't pick up on that.
Yeah.
You're one of the quickest people I know, and you just have no chance.
I definitely want you're one of the quickest people I know into the new Open. But I think you're a little bit more worried about Nick Chubb than I am.
I am very worried about Nick Chubb. I don't know that it matters now at this point. I really don't. I don't know. It might just feel like it's awesome to see Nick Chubb out there, and they're just going to keep doing that. But he doesn't look particularly good in these three games. If it was a yards per attempt, if we just put that into the like an NFL rushing database, he would be well below the last in the league. Like we are hitting. I don't think people understand how low his yards per attempt are relative to what normal running backs are. Like when Joe Mixon was averaging just under 4 yards a carry in Cincinnati, that's when they're like, "Oh, we got to get rid of Joe Mixon. Like he might be done here." The fact that Nick Chubb is nowhere close to even that, it's not good, Nick.
216-474-0092. Are you starting to worry about Nick Chubb and whether we're going to see old Nick Chubb ever again? At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. So is this a place I can have a little bit of nuance to it?
I hope so.
Because I don't think it's just about Nick Chubb.
Okay, offensive line?
I think the offensive line is really bad. I still think they're figuring out the run fits. And I think San Diego, the Chargers were getting such good pressure yesterday that it was almost like Nick Chubb was just running right into it.
By the way, they were a team that entered that game second lowest in pressure rate in the entire NFL.
Not no more.
Well, that was the type of game that every area, if you're a Chargers fan, you're like, we got a lot better because they did.
I kind of am, like, I'm kind of treating this for Chubb like I think some other people are, where he's kind of meeting the bar that I had for him. Like, I am seeing, you know, being able to break tackles. I'm seeing a little bit of wiggle here and there.
Okay.
Like, I wasn't expecting Nick Chubb to come out of the gate with this scenario and fix things. So I'm not surprised he's not doing it, and I'm not alarmed that we haven't had that big run yet.
Okay, but if his name was Jerome Ford, you'd call for him to be benched.
Well, yeah, but it's different. Like, Jerome Ford, would he be coming off the second major knee injury?
If he was averaging the 2.6 yards per carry that he averaged yesterday on 16 carries, yeah, you'd be like, what is going on with Jerome Ford?
But he's not. And, like, you don't have to make that. Like, one
of Nick Chubb is, though.
One of the gifts that you've got at 2-7, I'm going to continue to call that a gift, there is clarity in that, is you can continue to put Nick in a position to try and find himself. And if you continue to see, okay, that was a really good run, this was a really good run, all right, maybe the O-line was problematic here. Like, in a way, I know this is going to be the worst analogy ever, but in a way, he's become Deshaun. In that, until it's apparent that Nick Chubb is the problem, I got no problem sending that guy out there and giving him opportunities to find himself at least through the end of the season. Now, if you get to the end of the season and it's, was it 2.6 yards per carry yesterday and minus 4 yards of receiving, it's a conversation. It's a real conversation. And by the way,
well, it wouldn't be a conversation then. He just would no longer be. I mean, I doubt he'd even. Who picks him up at that point in the NFL? Even
I wouldn't be like. Because here's the thing:
the Browns don't bring him back if that's what he's doing.
Everything's relative to price. If the Browns, because again,
not at 2.6 yards per carry.
Well, yeah, but not it like on a vet min. You're saying they wouldn't bring him back. He's arguably the second most popular player since 99.
2.6 yards per carry, you're just not functional, though. Like I need to stress this home. I think you think that he's averaging like 4 yards a carry, and it's acceptable because it might be low, but it's like the low end of the NFL. 2.6 yards a carry that's like you averaging 115 yards a game as a quarterback.
By the way,
it's so low that I can't bring that back. That is telling me that the second major surgery did something to him. And it just has to be what it is.
Yeah, but this goes back to the point of it's not just about Nick right now. Like, I'm not telling you that he looks great. All right? I'm not telling you I see the otherworldly burst. And by the way, for the season, it's 2.7 yards.
Yeah.
Yesterday, it was 2.6. Give him the extra 0.1 yard.
There we go.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
But, like, unless I look at this and go, man, he's getting the spots. Right? He's seeing it. He's just not getting there quick enough. Unless I'm seeing that more often than I'm seeing bad O-line play, this, that, and the other. Like, time.
There was back-to-back runs they gave him on what was a second and third down, and it was just he got nowhere. It wasn't going anywhere, and it killed the entire drive. I can't give him the ball in important moments right now.
Yes, you can. Yeah,
I'm glad you feel that way. I mean, again, if you want to treat this like winning doesn't matter for the end of the season and we're just trying to do this evaluating thing, then okay, fine. But like, if you're trying to win a game, you can't on 3rd and 3 right now, you can't give him the ball.
By the way,
is that something I've ever said about Nick Chubb before? It's just the reality we're in right now.
Yeah, and this is arguably the worst offensive line he's ever played in front.
Right, but you're not going to get the yards, though. It doesn't matter if it's the worst or not.
No.
Like, you're telling me he's not going to get the yards, would you give it to him?
Why do you keep doing it? Because the hope that one day he does. Like, that's what the whole point of working back from an injury is he might be. I don't think it's delusional to think two weeks from now he might be better. He might get stronger as he goes along.
And that's the hope. The hope is that he does.
It's not hope.
But I think that's what it is. I think it's hope, yeah.
No, hope is you thinking they were going to that beating Baltimore was some sort of transcendent turnaround moment in the season.
Hope.
Like, this is looking at a guy who has been what he's been and saying, all right, he's coming off a major injury. That O-line is not consistent. They're not maybe the guys that they were even 2 years ago. And you got a quarterback who clearly is just not very good.
I think Derrick Henry broke a lot of people in some of these discussions because Derrick Henry is not supposed to be leading the league in yards per attempt and leading the league in rushing touchdowns and leading the league in yards per game. At the age he's at and the volume that Tennessee ran that man into the ground, it's not supposed to be happening. And I think people are equating to what happened with Derrick Henry should be happening to Nick Chubb. And it's just not right now.
I don't think anybody's thinking about Derrick Henry. They're thinking of Nick Chubb. I don't think anybody gives a damn about what Derrick Henry's doing when it comes to Nick Chubb.
I mean, we're talking about the aged running back. This is always a conversation with every running back that gets up to this part of the age.
I think this is low-hanging fruit.
It's always a conversation, Nick. How is it not?
Because you're like an 11. I think we should be at a 6.
Dalvin Cook had the same exact numbers from touchdowns down that Nick Chubb had. And then Dalvin Cook was gone off of Minnesota because they didn't want to pay him $9 million a year.
You want to see
Deontay
Foreman?
And he went to the
Foreman?
Jets and was just done. He was
you
just done.
You want to see Jerome Ford?
Dalvin Cook was as impressive
Strong?
In Minnesota as what Nick Chubb did here. And it was just, that's it. It happens sometimes.
So, but to what end?
Happens sometimes.
It does. And also, by the way, guys get better when they come back off injury over multiple weeks. I'm not saying that's going to happen here. All right? But if you said right now, Nick Chubb gets better as this thing goes along, or Nick Chubb continues averaging 2.7 yards per carry, I'm going to say he starts to look better as the weeks go on. Like,
is he going to get to at least 4 yards a carry by the time we're 3 weeks from now, 4 weeks
from now?
Stop making
it about the yard.
It's
about how he looks.
Why is it an important part of it?
It's about, yeah, but it's not the end-all, be-all. When you have crappy O-line play, he's 3 weeks, 3 games
into it. Because we're going to have a better offensive line all of a sudden next year? Like, if you want to bring him back next year, do you think we're going to have this great offensive line in the snap of a finger?
I would imagine there are things you can do.
Probably going to play behind a pretty bad offensive line next year.
Yeah, okay.
If you bring him back, which I don't know that you will.
All right, but getting back to it, nobody expected the offensive line to be this bad because Bill Callahan didn't matter that much, according to Ken Carmen and everybody else out there. All of a sudden, it looks like Bill Callahan matters. So I'm imagining if you got an offensive line coach and knew his head from his ass, you might be all of a sudden you get better. These football players didn't forget how to football. Maybe they're not being asked to do the things that they're good at. Maybe the O-line coach doesn't know what run fits the personnel. So, like, yes, the offensive line can get better simply by changing some things around them or changing a few guys on the O-line. But that's another conversation. This is about Nick Chubb now.
Yeah.
You're at an 11.
I'm not at an 11. Five. You asked me how I feel about Nick Chubb, and I was honest about it.
No, you were starting to worry about it. Why?
Because we're three weeks into this, and he's averaging 2.7 yards a carry.
It's over.
The season's
like,
over?
This is now about, can you get Nick Chubb back to it? Can you find out who you have on this defense that's worth keeping around?
I'm not holding on hope that Nick Chubb is going to be anything that we've ever seen Nick Chubb be before. I'm not holding out hope for that. I think that that's
early holiday deals are here, and so are amazing deals at Amazon. You'll save so much on early holiday gifts for the kids, like arts, crafts, games, and tech. You'll have money left over for some new board games to boost the kids' confidence.
Ah, you won again.
Or that multi-voice changing megaphone so you can really spread the cheer.
Happy holidays.
Oh, what fun it is to save. Shop early holiday deals now.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm neither way. Like, I just don't, it doesn't matter as much. Like, sorry.
I'm confused by the logic.
Having
there.
Like a definitive answer on Nick Chubb, that's no longer, we don't need one. We don't need one.
Who's giving you a definitive answer? I'm just saying he hasn't been good, and I don't trust him right now in important spots.
Well, yeah, but see, when you go to... Who cares about the important spots? He's earned those spots. And listen, if we're talking next year, that's a whole other conversation, and we got eight more games to give into what you're talking about. But right now, you can't put him in those spots. Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can.
I still try to win games. Third and three, I can trust. Third and three? I don't trust Nick Chubb the way you trust Nick Chubb right now.
No, I trust the person. Now we're having a different conversation. I trust the person to be worthy of that moment. And if the football player, because his body is broken down, if he doesn't do it, that's fine. I'll live with losing with Nick Chubb. I'll live with losing with Denzel, who did or didn't blow two coverage yesterday. I'll live with that because those dudes have meant a lot to this town. And if you were winning, it's a totally valid conversation. If you were 6-2, 7-2, and Aaron against that. I think it's a totally different conversation.
Okay. I'm sorry. I presented these conversations like we were, I don't know, trying to win the games, and we were acting as if they were having a chance to be competitive and all these other type of things. And we know they're not competitive. We know that. But I'm not putting Nick Chubb out there to get 15, 16 carries if it's 2.7 yards a carry.
Okay, what
just
about
because
James?
I like seeing the number 24 out in the field.
So what's
like,
the better option?
It just doesn't seem.
What's the better option?
What do you mean, what's the better option? You put whatever running back you have that's healthy out there and you go with it. Yeah, I know Jerome Ford has been banged up. I know. Deontay Foreman's been banged up. We've had a lot of injuries there.
So you're just sitting Nick Chubb because it feels good?
I'm not saying sit Nick Chubb. I'm just saying don't expect on 3rd and 3 to give him the ball and get the first down.
Oh, then what are you going to do on 3rd and 3? What are you going
to
do?
You're going to have to throw the ball. If the only way you can get 3 yards, you're going to have to throw the ball.
So Jameis can give it away?
There's going to be points in the game and points in these games where you have to understand, if you rely on Nick Chubb, you're relying on the wrong guy. As of right now, after 3 weeks, that Nick Chubb is not winning you football games.
And how do you change it? By continuing to give him those spots.
Oh, I'm telling you, he's been so bad. If it continues to be this, 2.7 yards a carry, he will not be on the roster next year. There's no chance he'll be on the roster next year.
I just banged my cup over. I feel like we're dancing in three different conversations. The conversation is right now, how concerned are you about Nick Chubb?
And I told you 12 times, I'm worried about Nick Chubb. I'm worried about what we've seen in 3 weeks. Maybe I was wrong for expecting Nick Chubb to be better than what is right now the worst statistical running back in the game.
Yeah, I think you were wrong to put high expectations on a guy.
Not high.
At 28.
Not high. Just not worst in the league.
Yeah, well, okay. But again.
Not high.
Sorry.
Average 4 yards a carry, and you can be be the 30th running back in the NFL at 4 yards a carry. It's a different story.
Gosh, it's a 2-7 team. Like, give him those opportunities. Try and give him every opportunity to show. And if he's washed, he's washed.
You feel good. You just want to watch a guy that with the number 24 that you love watching play, and that's it.
Listen, let's be honest. We're playing Jameis because he gets some yards.
No, Jameis
is going to throw an interception.
He's better than DTR. He's better than He's better than Bailey Zappi. He gives you a chance to win games.
That's the bottom
line. That's why you play Jameis. He gives you a chance to win games.
Good enough.
Nick Chubb doesn't give you a chance to win games right now.
It makes you feel good because he can give you 230 empty calories a game, yardage wise, and then we can feign this idea that they were competitive. Who cares?
I mean, you admit it. On 3rd and 3, you just want to see Nick Chubb get the ball because it makes you feel good. What is that?
No.
You know he can't get the 3 yards. You just want to feel good in the moment.
I want to see if as he gets better, meaning as he gets healthier, if he gets better. That's why you do it. Teams do this with players all the time. You ride through the disappointment.
Do I believe that he's going to get better? And I told you now. My answer is I don't believe that he's all of a sudden going to be in a 4.5 yards per game guy. He's 2.7 right now.
2.7. 216-474-0092.
It matters because it's so obnoxiously bad that I have to keep saying it.
Yeah, and it's three. Like, at what point are we just going to give to sample size and the guy's coming off an injury? Like, that's it's right. Again, it's not just one thing. We just continue to ping on the same four ideas here. Like, okay, they're 2-7. Okay, he's coming off a major injury. Yes, the numbers are bad. You're 100% right on that. But you're going to keep giving him ball in 3rd and 3 because it's better than Jameis throwing a 30-yard interception. It's better than Deontay Foreman running into the ass of the right guard. Like, yep, it's not great, but it's probably better than the production you're going to get from anybody else.
Sad part is right now, I don't believe that is. I don't believe it's better than giving the ball to Deontay Foreman as of right now, and I don't believe it's better, a higher percentage chance of completing the first down and getting the first down than letting Jameis actually just throw the ball.
Are you worried that Nick Chubb is washed? We'll get to all of you next on 92.3 The Fan.
Early holiday deals are here, and so are amazing deals at Amazon. You'll save so much on early holiday beauty gifts like hair care, makeup, and skincare. You'll have money left over to get your sister that ring light for her makeup tutorials.
Hit that subscribe button.
Or waterproof mascara resilient enough for watching the holiday classics.
I love this part.
Oh, what fun it is to save. Shop early holiday deals now.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.